Okay. First of all, I don't want people to be daunted by this pile of gemaras here. Yesterday, to recall what we were doing last time, we spoke about the famous statement in Bava Metzia, that Pevav of an Aleph, Folio 86, Side A, and there the Gemara says, Rebbe v'Rab Nosson Seif Mishnah, of Ashi v'Ravina Seif Hayroah. And I spoke about that, in fact, Seif Hayroah does not necessarily mean, it's only according to Rav Shira Goy, in other words, we'll see clearly, according to many of some Rishonim, Seif Hayroah does not mean that he was the end of the Gemara. But Hayroah might be that there was a certain, in other words, whatever calls Hayroah ended with Ravashi Ravina, and the we could say that those who came after them, their purpose was to, in fact, actually to come along and interpret the statements of the Hayroah up to including Ravashi, just as in the case the Gemara interprets the Mishnah, which was put together by Rebbe. That's the parallelism we drew, and that's what I spoke about last time. That's how we ended last time. Now, I wanted to motivate my assertion that Seif Hayroah here does not necessarily itself refer to a pill pull, as would possibly, you know, as commonly known, but Hayroah can actually, despite the fact that it's Gemara, it might refer to a specific halachas. But in Gemara Bava Basra, there's a Gemara, Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, Folio 130, Side B. The Gemara that says there, Tana Rabbanan. Right, Tana Rabbanan. Ein Lameidin, halacha, one does not derive halacha. Loi mi pi limud, loi mi pi maisa, at yomil cha halacha la maisa. Right? That's what the Gemara says. At yomil cha halacha la maisa. Now, of course, this is a braisa. And the Rashbam elaborates on this, and it says, the kemen shol aydei maisa, einan yoydi badafa, ela mashu oyma lahem, ein lamat tam chazubay, lo yoda, of a mokam acham rinin, ein lamedin halacha b'techa mishnah. A person should not learn halacha from a mishnah. K'goin zeh shekasa b'mishnah, halacha gedvarav, right? For example, something that you have in a mishnah, halacha gedvarav. For example, it brings up a proof from a Maseches Nida, Dav Zayin Min Aleph, Rabbi Eliezer Oymer Abba Noshim Dayin Shaitim, right? And then the Gemara goes on, right? And in the Mishnah it says, Halachik Edvarev, Afil Hachik Kavah Shmuel Halachik Amaisai, right? And the words, and the Gemara says, in the Gemara, Ashbi'ina Deim, Marin Halachik B'techa Mishnah. In other words, we don't, just because the Mishnah claims this is halacha, doesn't necessarily mean it's halacha, right? Elab the kav halacha kamaisa. In other words, we have vomis, tlan ezum, etc., etc. Now, he goes on and says, aval b'halachas ha-psukais, v'divri ha-morayim. Halachas psukais means, in other words, terse halachas, halachic statements, psukais. In other words, it's stated in terse statements, right? Vaday samchinen. We certainly rely upon these statements of the Gemara. Kevin shepaskum v'kasper Rav Ashi v'Ravina. Since Rav Ashi v'Ravina wrote them, shehem seif hayrah, that they are seif hayrah, vaday aleil samchinen. Right? We certainly rely upon that. Now, I understand over here, right, that in fact, that what the Rashbam seems to be saying is that if you have, in fact, actually what's called halachas pesukas in the Gemara, you know, it's, you know, very clear halachas that are stated in very, very definitive terms, then you can rely upon that, because that's called Ravina Rav Ashi Seif Hayroah. And I understand from this Rashbam that what Seif Hayroah means is not necessarily, in other words, the end of the pill pull of the Gemara, but rather, in other words, terse halachic statements, right, what's called Hayra'ah. And Hayra'ah means things that you could derive halacha from, right? And with Ravashi and Ravina. And after that, in the Gemara, there might be a certain amount of pilpul, etc., etc. So in other words, Ravashi and Ravina do not in any way close the Gemara, but there's an era of called Hayra'ah that one can rely upon terse statements, which are halacha l'maisa. And to that, the Gemara is referring to Hasayf Hayra'ah. So in other words, basically, what we come out with according to the Rashbam is that Seif Hayra'ah doesn't necessarily mean the end of the entire Talmudic give and take, but rather it could mean even, you know, very specific definitive halakhic statements, right? And that's what's called Ravid Rav Ashi Seif Hayra'ah. Now, the fact is that we have to ask ourselves the following question, and let me perhaps actually give an example, is how does the Masa Amat in the Gemara relate to statements of Hayra'ah, even to Ravina Rav Ashi? So, for example, there's a very interesting Gemara in Ksuvas. The Gemara raises a question that we give a woman during the time of the engagement, time of the Eretzin, we give her 12 months of Perfil Achasana. And the question is, if after 12 months, something happens, the woman can't get married, there's an oinus, something happens beyond her control, do we say that the husband still has to, you know, support her, give her a zonus, etc., etc.? So the Gemara makes a very interesting statement. This is in Davbez and Beis in Ksuvas. The Gemara says, Poshet Rav Achai. Rav Achai, Poshet means he derived the raya. He derived, right? He was medayik, right? He, in a braisa. In other words, he made a diuk. In other words, he wished to derive a proof from a very careful reading of the braisa. And he says, Poshet Rav Achai, he gears the man, v'loi nisu, oichas b'shaloi v'oichas b'tumah, loi nosu loi katani, right? Loi nosu loi katani, ela loi nisu. In other words, Rav Achai is medayek from a language in the Braisa that says nisu and not nosu. Derech agav, if you look at the Tosfos HaRosh, and I think the Rashba, the Shita Kubetzes, they say that this diuk of nisu versus nosu is not something that actually comes out in the spelling of the word, but there's only something that you would know once if you heard the actual Braisa Ba'al Peh, which seems to be an interesting proof to the Shitas of Rishonim, which Mitzvah will get to at a later time, that still at this time nothing was written down, but rather the entire Gemara was actually quoting things orally. We'll speak about that. That's the Shita of Rashi and other Rishonim in Shas. But now, so in other words, the Achai makes this statement. Now, comes the Gemara, comes Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi is doicha the statement. He pushed away his statement. He says, lowly oilem eimala kol onzad l'ach. In other words, from the Gemara, Rav Ashi says that Rav Achai's diuk is lavdafk, and we're not necessarily correct, and Rav Ashi rejects this. Now, who is this Rav Achai? Who is this Rav Achai? So there's a Tosfos in Ksuvas, in the same Amud, Beis Amud Beis, Dibur HaMasra Poshim Rav Achai, who brings a sheet of the Rashbam. I mean, he argues on the Rashbam, but the Rashbam says that this is Rav Achai Goin who wrote the Shiltas. V'hoya b'soiv kol amorayim. Rav Achai Goin lived at the end of all the amorayim. And therefore, said l'chein mishan l'sheide b'chol ha-shas. Therefore in Shas, there's a different lashon. It says poshim Rav Achai, poshim Rav Acha, etc., etc. Right? Right? That's what the Rashbam said. That was interesting. The Rashbam seems, the way Tosfos calls the Rashbam refers to him as a goy, right? He calls him Rav Achai Goy Shas Ashiltas. You should know something. The same Tosfos appears actually in Kuf Beis Amud Beis in Zvachim. I shouldn't fool you with my Bekiyas. The Kuf Beis Amud Beis in Zvachim actually is on the Gilyon here in Ksuvas, so I'm not that big a Baki. But it's interesting, in Kuf Beis Amud Beis, it says Porech Rav Achai, and says, Bitoichach haya oimer Rabbeinu Shmuel du Ravachai shosa shil tishyam rabbonin sobarai. In other words, in Zvachim, the Rashbam is quoted as saying that Ravachai was from the Rabbonin sobarai. Rabbonin sobarai. And not from the Goyim. Okay, because usually, at least in Rav Shira Goyim's famous Igeret, it seems to mashma a little bit that Sobarai Lechud and Goyim Lechud. Although, actually, one can make the Yukon the other way too. But in any case, now, what's very interesting? What's very interesting is we have a Kasha. How can Rav Ashi be arguing, according to Rashbam, right? According to Rashbam, how could Rav Ashi be coming to argue on Rav Achai Goyim if in fact Rav Achai, according to Rashbam, is from the Goyim or from the what? Or is from the Sobarayim? I mean, Rashbam says explicitly in Zvachim that Rav Achai Goyim is after Ravina Rav Ashi. Now, Tosfos is bothered by this. So Tosfos, in Ksuvos, for this reason, rejects the Rashbam. Tosfos says, right? This can't be. It says Tosfos, like Kamo Shapira Rashbam. Not like the Rashbam wants to say that Rav Achai here is referring to a goyim or a sobarai. Right? Why? Because Sharei Kan Rav Ashi Oin Al Duvara. Rav Ashi is answering on Rav Achai. How could it be from the goyim? Rav Ashi is answering on Rav Achai. Ela Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. This is Rabbeinu Tam. Shu Amayra. He's an Amayra. Some Amayra called Rav Achai. V'chol Amayra Hayat Toifis L'Shoinai. And even if it says a Marayim, would have actually a different way of adding, asking a question. There would be different Nusach for different Amarayim. So we have an interesting dispute between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. We're going to take everything in the context of this Shia. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's impossible that the Gemara would be Mesadil, a Shachar V'Talya, in which Rav Ashi was in fact coming to argue on someone who came obviously afterwards. That can't be, according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Rashbam, there's no reason why the Masada of the Gemara can quote Rav Achai, or someone who came obviously way after Rav Ashi. I think actually this is actually about, I think Rav Achai Goyim could be like actually a few hundred years. 750. Right? So it's talking about, we're speaking about actually 200 years. 200 years after Rav Ashi. The Rashbam has absolutely no problem, right? The Rashi has no problem with the Gemara inserting Rav Achai and coming along Rav Ashi and arguing with him, even though Rav Ashi actually never actually, certainly did not hear the statement from Rav Achai. Now, this appears to be a radical shita of the Rashbam. And I'm sure that those of you in the audience are going to say, well, this is obviously a ziyuv. This is actually, this Rashbam doesn't exist. Sometimes people say that. However, I'm going to show you that this is actually the shita of Ma'oren Shal Yisrael, Yisrael Ha'amuda, right, is the Ramban. There's a very, very interesting Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Dalab and Aleph. A lot of you know this Gemara because this is the sugya of Boira. In Ayin Dalab and Aleph, folio 74, side A, the Gemara brings a braisa. Hoy lefonav b'nei oichlin, presence of some food, Boira oichel boira miniach. Right? First, the Braisa says you shouldn't be you can be Beira, but then the Braisa says you shouldn't be Beira if you're Beira Chayav Chata. So obviously, the Braisa requires some type of explanation. Right? How can the Braisa say you could be Beira, then you shouldn't be Beira? So the Gemara lists several Morayim who come to interpret the meaning of the Braisa. First, Gemara brings Ula, who says that when the Braisa says you can be Beira, it means you could do it for that day, but you can't be Beira for the next day. Beira means selecting food. In other words, you can select food for that day for Shabbos, but you can't select food for the next day. So comes up Chizda says, what type of a svar is that? What type of a understanding of that? I mean, a lot of cook for Shabbos? You can't cook for Shabbos. Just like you can't cook for Shabbos, you can't Beira for Shabbos. So comes up Chizda and says, no, we're speaking about that Rav Chisda says that we're speaking about you're allowed to be beira less than a shia, a beira a little bit amount, but you can't be beira more. So comes Rav Yosef and says, what are you talking about? Is it permitted to bake or to cook less than a shia, less than a certain amount? And then Rav Yosef offers a certain interpretation. Now, comes the Ramban in the Chiddush HaRamban in Daf Ayin Dal Amud Aleph, and the Ramban raises the question, right? Right, he says a svar for Rava, it must be that Rava holds, right? That being beira less than a shear is not the same thing as cooking less than a shear. Okay? Okay? And Rav Yosef said, no, it's a different, right? I would argue on this. Says inami, like the question is, what are they arguing on? So what's interesting is in the Gemara we have, for example, we have Ula, then we have Rav Chisda, then we have Rav Yosef, right? And then we have Atzi Goyes Rab instead of Rav Chisda. Anyway, Inami says the Ramban, he's being Goyes Rab instead of Rav Chisda. One second. Okay. So says Ramban, Inami, Rabba lovely fluke kash Rav Chisda asked. Rab is not coming to answer the kasha of Chisda. Rav Chisda is the kasha. Is it permitted? In other words, Rav Chisda came to ask the kasha. I'm sorry. Rav Chisda. One second, no campaign. Oh, maybe instead of Rav Yosef. Okay. One second. Is Ula? Rav Chisda. The Ula says, right, then is Rav Chisda, Elamar Rav Chisda. Masi Rav Chisda, V'chimuta La'efa, is Elamar Rav Yosef. Rav Hamnuna. Amar Abaya. I will Rabbis. Anyway, Inami says the Ramban, Rabba lav lefuki kushit Rav Chisda asa. Rabba is not coming to answer the kasha of Rav Chisda, and lefuki braisa, he is coming to answer the braisa. In other words, Gemara seems to be saying that Rabba is coming to answer the kasha of Rav Chisda, but he's not. Ukusha lo shmila, he never heard the kasha. So who asked the Gemara asks a kasha, and then Rabba comes to answer the kasha, so the Ramban, the Rabbi never asked the kasha, right? The kasha lo shmiyale, v'ula v'rabba taveyu abraisa kayame. Right? In other words, these are marayim, ula, rabba, was speaking about the braisa. The shalom time of the Gemara, they never asked the question. When the Gemara introduces rabba and Rav Chisda and ula, the Gemara seems to be using them after the Gemara as a kasha from someone's interpretation of the braisa. Says the Ramban, these Amoraim never asked the kasha. They were just separately trying to interpret the braisa. Ugemara, who the kamasadin ubasa it kifta. The masad of the Gemara just took these Amoraim and placed them in the shakl v'talya. That's the Ramban is saying. So in other words, according to the Ramban, right, sometimes the Gemara will create a shakl v'talya, a masal matan, and whoever who this Gemara is, it'll place these Amorayim, right? In other words, the Gemara will create what's called a give and take, a masa matin, and the Gemara will take statements of Amorayim who never made statements, at least in this context, at least in terms of the Shaka Vitalia, and will place them there. That's what the Ramban is saying. So I want to claim that this must be the Shita of the Rashbam. The Shita of the Rashbam must be is that it doesn't make a difference if Rav Ashi heard Rav Achai said, but in the court, you know, there was the Gemara raised the question, if 12 months go by, and an oinus, something happens to the woman beyond her control, and the Gemara decided to be mesadil the statement of Rav Ashi, after what? After the Gemara asked the question on Rav Achai, who historically came after Rav Ashi. So, we see that according to the Ramban, the shakel v'talya, the give and take of the Gemara, is imposed upon statements of Barayim in certain cases. By the way, you shouldn't think this is the only case in Shas where this happens. Because Rabban says, V'chein b'bekoymais harbe b'talmud. There are many places where this takes place in the Talmud. And he says, he gives an example, actually in Shabbos, in Davdalat Omer Aleph, in Shabbos, speaking about Hanocha Mokam Arba. In other words, the Ramban says the derech of the Talmud is to take statements of a Amoraim and somehow embed them in a give and take which the Masada of the Gemara has created. So it comes out, what I want to say is, we have a dispute among the medieval commentaries, the Machloikas Rishayna. There was the Rabbeinu Tam, I would say, is being what's called a fundamental historicist, namely that the Shakel v'Talya, certainly the Shakel v'Talya comes from Rav Ashi, and it can't, in other words, it comes from Rav Ashi, and it can't be that, in other words, you know, number one, number two, it can't be that Rav Ashi is going to, in other words, Rav Ashi is going to comment on an opinion that was actually first voiced in history after him, and therefore Rav Achai in Kesuvos has to be some Amora who lived, who lived before the time of Rav Ashi. Masha Enkin, according to the Rashbam and the Ramban, I'm not saying the Rashbam and the Ramban exactly saying the same thing, but in the same spirit, that the shot, the give and take of the Gemara does not have to be strictly historical. Namely, the give and take of the Gemara could be a creation of the Masadr of the Gemara, and certainly according to the Rashbam, the Masadr of the Gemara lived after Rav Ashi. Right? Otherwise, the Ramban doesn't make a statement about Rav Ashi, but according to Rashbam, certainly the Gemara is actually, the Sadr Gemara lived after Rav Ashi, and what he's doing is he's placing the Amoraim within a Shakel v'Talya, which he has set up in order to, you know, to analyze the sugya. Now, it's interesting, I didn't want to really go into this L'shitasan, but it's very, very hard to avoid it, but let me give you an example where I claim that the Tosfos and the Ramban, the Stam Tosfos probably is not from the Rashbam, it's probably more Rabbeinu Tam HaDari, is actually going L'shitasan. For example, there's a Gemara in Gittin, it's a Yeshiva Shesugya, so some of you, I'm sure, are familiar with it, and the Mishnah says when a person comes, brings a get from Dinas Yam to El Yisrael, he has to say Befanei Nechta, Befanei Nechta. And there's a famous Bachleikis and Rabba in Rava, right? Why do you say Befanei Nechta, Befanei Nechta? Is it because we're worried the get was written Lishma, or we're worried they won't be able to authenticate the get? I don't want to go into the details of the sugya, because it's not meant to be a shield just for Talmidei Chachamim or people, right? But in any case, the Gemara brings a braisa that seems to imply that you need both kesiva lishma and chasiva lishma, right? Actually, so the Taisa has a question, right? The maskana of the Gemara, right? That Rabba holds like Rava. Oh, Gimel Amad Aleph. Taisa Gimel Aleph. Folio 3 side A. The Maskav of the Gemara later on is that Rabba holds like Rabba. So says Tosfos, why do I have to say that this Braisa requires, doesn't say Befanei Nechta, Befanei Nechta, right? Why do I have to say that you need both Kesivas Lishma and Kesivas Lishma according to Rabba? Just say that Rabba holds like Rabba, and Befanei Nechta is because of Lishma, and Befanei Nechta is because of what? Because of Shayaras. It's not important what the Kash is. In other words, there's a question. The Tosfos says, and Ravashi, right? Ravashi said, brings an opinion. Ravashi says later on that what? That the Brais is going like a Yehuda, who holds you need both Sivu Lishma and Chasimu Lishma. So Tosfos asks the question, how can Rav Ashi make a statement like that? Because the Stam of the Gemara says later on that Rabbah held like Rava. So this implies that what? This implies that the Stam of the Gemara appears to be, in other words, after Rav Ashi. And that can't be. Why? Because, as we'll see, Rav Ashi, L'chayra Sefer Yiroah, the Stam going to be after Rav Ashi. Because Tosfos Shita is all the time, we'll see in Chulin Beis and Beis, that Rav Ashi is the Stam of the Gemara. So, Tosfos gives a Teirutz. What? Dima Baskel is Dima Baskel Man Haytana. Now, what's interesting is that there was Tosfos' question is, there can't be a Stam of the Gemara that comes after Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi has to be the Stam of the Gemara. Now, the Tosfos asked this question, the Rashba asked this question, the Ritva asked the question, there's one Rishon who's silent. The Rambam doesn't ask the question. I'm not sure this is absolute proof, but it certainly does suggest, because there's plenty of Ramban al-Gittin, it certainly does suggest that the Ramban, right, Lishitosai, could have held that the Masada of the Shachar Bataya came after Rav Ashi. And what the Masada Gemara did was he embedded Rav Ashi in the Shachar Bataya of the Gemara. That it seems to suggest. In other words, the Tosfos seem to indicate in many places that the Stam of the Gemara is Rav Ashi, whereas the Ramban, and that's for this reason the Tosfos says the Kasha. Mashen came the Ramban, argued that no, the Masada of the Gemara is after Rav Ashi, and he basically just embedded Shabbetz. It was embedded, the Rav Ashi in the Shach of Italia. Now, this is the sheet of Tosfos and Shas. For example, the Gemara, right, asks the following question, right? On the first Mishnah of Chulin, right? The Gemara says, Hakol Shaykhtin, it says in the Mishnah, Hakol Shaykhtin. Everybody can check with Chil. Shchitzos and Kshayra, the Shchitzos is Kosher B'Diyavah. That's the Gemara is. Okay? So, Rav Achabed Ravina, Rav Robin says to Rav Ashi, is every Hakol a Chachila? He gives examples where it doesn't necessarily mean the Chachila. So then, Rav Ashi said to him, so the Gemara is the Kasha. How can the Mishnah say Hakol Shakta means a Chachila, Ladach Shech? And then it says, Kitasa Gesheira means Bidi Yevet, Shechita's Kasha, that can't be. So, right? So, So the Gemara says later on, so he asked Rav Ashi that, so in other words, and then after that the Gemara said, the Rav Achmei, the Rav asked Rav Ashi, does that mean every call is Chachila? And the Gemara gives several examples of Mishnayos when it says, Hakol, etc., doesn't mean the Chachila. Okay? So, there's an answer, right? The Gemara answers and says, right? Amalei, said to him, a kasha with different kasha. Different kasha. Says Tosfos, Mashma, it's Mashma here, Sherav Ashi Hiksha Oisakusha. Rav Ashi is the kasha. In other words, the Gemara is the kasha stam. Hakol Shchol Shokhta means the Chachila. Then what does it say right after that? Shchitosun Ksheira B'diyevet. The Gemara says, stop! The Gemara says, Hiksha Rav Ashi. And then comes someone and asks Rav Ashi, is every Hakol X L'chadchila? And Rav Ashi says, no! This is the Kasha. So says Tosfos, Mashma, is Mashma here? The Rav Ashi Hiksha Oisakusha. Rav Ashi is the Kasha. Afal Pishi Suges HaGemara, even though the Kasha asked, by the Gemara is a Stam. Doesn't say Rav Ashi is the Kasha. So says Tosfos, Mikan Raya, she Rav Ashi Sida Gemara. From here it's a Raya, Rav Ashi was out of the Gemara. Now what is Tosfos saying? From here is a Raya, Rav Ashi was out of the Gemara. Who's he arguing on? He's arguing on the Rashbam. Because it comes in according to the Rashbam, the Baal Plukta Ben Otam, in based on basic Ksuvahs, Rav Ashi wasn't Masada of the Gemara. He was Saif Hayra, but he wasn't Masada of the Gemara. But Tosfos here in Cholin learns from this Gemara, we have a Raya, that Rav Ashi was beside of the Gemara. That's Tosfos Shita. Therefore, Tosfos Lishia Tosa, all this Tosfos must be right, Tosfos Lishia Tosa, holds that in Gittin, since Rav Ashi suggested that the Fadi Nechtam is going to the Shita of Yehuda requires, according to Rabbah, both Siva Kasim Lishma. So it can't be that the Gemara later on would say that Rabbah is like Rabbah. Because that's the Masadra and Gemara. Because Rav Ashi and the Gemara are the same person. That's Tosfos Lishia Tosa. So what we get is the following thing. What we get is, right? Is it now, of course, this is not so pashut, says Tosfos. Why? Because Abaye and Rava also come to answer the same kasha. In other words, how can you say that the kasha was asked from Rav Ashi and answered by Rav Ashi, or Rashi said, no, that's not the kasha, it's a different kasha. When Abaye and Rava come to ask the kasha, and Rav Ashi was asking the kasha, how could Abaye and Rava be answering the kasha? They never saw the kasha. The kasha was asked by Rav Ashi. So Tosfos says, Avo Gav, I'm on the Tosfos Basin with Basin Chulin, Dibo Hamaskel Ana, Avo Gav, the Abaye and Rava, Nami, also the Shnuyi Hach Kusha, even though Abaye and Rava also coming to answer this kasha, which means the kasha could not have first been asked by Rav Ashi, Abaye and Rava, or well before Rav Ashi. Vehem Kidmu Hal Ben Rav Ashi, they came way before Rav Ashi. In fact, I think the Gemara says in Kiddush and Ayin Beza and Gimel that when a Rava died, Rav Ashi was born. That's coming before him. So Tosfos says, Shema Gambi Ameyim Hikshu Kavar. Maybe the Kashi was already asked at the time of Abaye and Rava. That's what Tosfos says. But what do we see? We see a very interesting thing that I want to claim that. I mean, there are many things to say over here, but the most basic thing we could say is that we have a clear dispute among Rishonim. How was the Gemara put together? In other words, the Tosfos, something the Rabbeinu Tam understands, that it can't be that an Amora is going to ask a Kasha, an Amora came after him. And part and parcel of that is another issue which Tosfos is dealing with, is a Rav Ashi the Masada of the Gemara. Based upon Skamar and Cholin. However, what? And that's what probably means Rav Ashi Ravino, Sefer Ra. On the other hand, according to the Ramban, the Gemara certainly, according to the Rashbam, certainly, an Amira can ask a question on a person who came after him, why? Because that's how the Masada and the Gemara put together the Shach of Italia. And according to the Ramban, Sugis Habib Batalba, that's the Derech of the Gemara to do like that. That's why the Ramban in Gittin doesn't ask the Kasha that. The Rashba, the Ritva, the Tosfos is the Kasha. Usually when the Rashba, Ritva, Tosfos has the Kasha, I haven't taken a survey on this. Usually the Ramban usually has the Kasha too. He doesn't ask the Kasha. The Ramban is probably arguing on this point and holds it no, that the Masada of the Gemara, right, came place after Rav Ashi.
Isn't Ramban ready at the Rashba?
That's what I'm saying. I see the Ramban took a different thing. By the way, Derech Agav, in the Chiddush Ramban, the Ramban didn't see anything on this too in Chulin, but that's not a riot. There isn't that much Ramban as much as there are Tosfos in this Gemara in Chulin. But, anyways, now, so what do we have here, right? Without getting into the higher critical study of the Talmud, we have here a fundamental dispute among the Rishonim, in my opinion. How, in fact, was the Talmud put together? How was the Talmud put together? The Shita, yeah.
Quick answer to our question. It's possible to say that Rabbeinu Tam does agree with Ramban, and he definitely doesn't.
Rav Ashi, right.
He has to, and not only that, there's more of a sword to say what he said in the beginning of Subis, because over there it says that Rav Ashi answers back. Now, the Masadar Gemara is not going to lie and say he answered back. The Gemara says, Ibaisenu, you could say there's another pshat. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, where there's a give and take and an answer in the beginning. Then Ramban could say that. But Ramban couldn't say his pshat, that the Masada or Gemara put those words.
Why not?
In Shabbos.
No, that's not true. Because
the words over there are that he answered back to him.
Look, you could that's say, you could, every case should be different, but I think the basic.
Not
the
kind of a
machlokas to that extent. No, I think it is a because we see, well, look, first of all, we see clearly the Rabbeinu Tam is arguing the Rashbam. And, no, I think, I don't want to go into it. I, even even if I'll admit that what you're saying is correct, which I don't think is correct, but whatever, let's even assume it's correct. Look at the difference. The question is, we see clearly in the Rabbeinu Tam and Ksuvos that, in other words, I mean, you want to distinguish between specific Amoraim and the general Shach of Italia. But we see that the Tosfos are taking basically the same Shita. In other words, the same Shita is that just like, for example, Ravashi cannot become arguing on someone who came after him, also to Ravashi, if Ravashi is the Masada of the Gemara, they can't be Masada of the Gemara after Ravashi too. In other words, once I identify Ravashi as to be Masada of the Gemara, I can't have the Masada of the Gemara coming to say something about Ravashi, which he wasn't aware of. That's what I'm saying. But in other words, in any case, right, be that as it may, there's no question about it that the sheet, I mean, without going into details, right, what we get is the sheet of the Ramban and the Rashbam is that the Shakal Vitalia of the Gemara, right, does not necessarily reflect upon an actual historical reality, even in order, chronologically. Sometimes the Gemara, sometimes an Amayra has a kash from another Amayra, and clearly, I mean, they might not have been the same best manager. So I'm saying like this. In other words, the Shakal Vitalia of the Gemara, right, was put together by a certain Masada, that's the Ramban. The Ramban says explicitly, right? And the Gemara will bring statements of Amorayim, create the Shakal Vitalia to understand a Braisa, and the Gemara will ask a Kasha, and then says, Ela Omer Rav Chisda, Ela Omer Rabba. Even though Rabba and Rav Chisda did not make their statements, right, in reaction to this question. The Rashbam, in my opinion, is saying even more radical thing. The Rashbam is saying that, in other words, even someone after Ravashi makes a statement, and the Gemara could, in fact, create the Shakal Vitalia as if Ravashi is coming to undo the Shita that Amayra who ultimately carried out to Ravashi. But either way, according to the Rashbam, what do we get? According to Rashbam, we clearly get that the Rashbam is arguing on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam claims that Ravashi, in other words, according to Rashbam, the Ravashi was not the Masada of the Gemara. He can't be. And the Tosfos, in other words, the Tosfos in Ksuvos is just saying that, you know, no, maybe he was the Masada of the Gemara, but he can't be, you know, he can't be asking a kasha on Rav Achai, if Rav Achai came afterwards. But we see Tosfos in Chulin, it does say that Rav Ashi was the Masada of the Gemara. So, in other words, if you put one and one together, I think it's one and one together, you get two, is that the opinion of the Rashbam certainly is Rav Ashi was not the Masada of the Gemara. So, how would the Rashbam learn Rav Ashi Sof Hayroh? So that's Rashbam Lashitasa, in Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Beis in Bava Basra. We've come now full circle. In other words, Rav Ashi represents the end of specific statements that's called Halachas Pesukos on the part of a Morayan that one can rely upon. But the Masadil, the Shakal Vitalia of the Gemara, continued after Rav Ashi. That's clearly the sheet of the Rashbam. The Ramban doesn't say this explicitly, but for the Ramban's Perush and Ayin Dalem and Aleph, it's Gans Shayach. It's a possibility the Ramban also held like that too. That, plus the Ramban's silence on this Kasha and Gittin Gilmar Aleph. In which case, right, this would actually, in fact, would be what I wanted to claim last time, even though on these classes there's no time, that this is what Rav Shira Goyen was saying. When on one hand he said, Ravina Rav Ashi Soif Hayra, but then he said on Rav Yaisi that he was what? Istayim Talmudah. In other words, there was certainly Shakal Vitalia after Rav Ashi. And the Sabarai, the Rabbanu Sabarai, put together a lot, that's Istayim Talmudah. They put together a lot of the Talmud, and this was put together after Rav Ashi. And I think the Rashbam certainly, right, is in this court, and the Rabban probably is in this court too. So, the main thing here that I want to get at is that There appears to be a dispute in Rishayim, basically Shayim, we're not going into it, basically Shayim, how in fact was the Shas put together? Is the Shas virtual or is it apparent? I think would be the two expressions, yeah.
Is there any Nafkamina in the process of the Psak between these Shitas?
Is there a Nafkamina in the Psak in these Shitas? That's a good question. The answer is probably not. The answer is probably not, because, look, there is a Gemara, everybody agrees that the Stam of the Talmud is from Rav Ashi afterwards, according to what I'm saying.
Afterward.
It was from Rav Ashi afterwards. In other words, no one's saying the Stam of the Talmud is before Rav Ashi, at least from these Rishonim. What would be the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina would be, for example, the Gemara says, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Flama Gimel and Aleph, what's called Teh B'dvah Mishnah. If a person makes a Psak Halacha and he makes a mistake, so in other words, the Gemara says, example, making the mistake is that even though there's opinion mentioned somewhere, and the Sugya goes according to that opinion. That means the Shaka Vatek, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the Stam of the Gemara is an indication of who the Halacha is. If the Stam of the Gemara examines even opinion of those Beit Shammai, So like this, the question would be the following thing. What if you held, like the Deiris HaRishonim, we're going to go after him, a few classes, who holds that a good deal of the Stam of the Gemara is from the time of Abaye Verava, right? And then Rav Ashi would voice an opinion. That would be what you call a Nafkamina, an Halacha. In other words, on the contrary, the Gemara says, after by the Rava, Halacha Basrai. So what's the Basrai? Is it the Shaka Vatalia? Or is it Rav Ashi? I don't know. That would be a Nafkamina. But in other words, that's a potential Nafkamina, but it's not, what we're speaking about, because I'm speaking from Rav Ashi onwards. I haven't gone to the Deus Rishonim's incredible Shita that the Stam of the Gemara could be from Abaye Verava. But, in other words, that would be a Nafkamina in general in this issue. But right now, I mean, whether the Shavataya is together at the same time, is contemporary with Rav Ashi or afterwards, there's no Nafkamina Halach, I don't think. Okay, now, what was the purpose of this pill? I didn't intend this to be a pill pull. But what was the purpose of this pilpul is that the modern people who are scientifically studying the Gemara, in other words, I don't want to go into names and details right now, but we see that a lot of the issues which are being spoken about, right, which are spoken about in the what's called more modern literature, was actually something which occupied the Rishonim. It occupied the Rishonim. In other words, what's called higher textual criticism of the Gemara, right, is not, an invention of, the 19th and 20th century Wissenschaft and Judentum, but actually, in other words, the Rishonim are already, engaged in this analysis and expressing, views vis-a-vis this issue. That's my basic opinion is. In other words, the Rashbam and the Ramban are already coming along and making important statements, right, which concern the redaction of the Talmud. And if we combine the Rashbam and the Ramban, what we see is that there's a good deal of the Shakal of Italia which post-dates Ravina and Rav Ashi, right? And this, in my opinion, would appear to be the pshat, the understanding in the letter of Rav Shura Goy, that we could say on one hand, Ravin Rav Ashi, Soif Hayro, on the other hand, we could say, but Rav Yisra Vistaya Talmuda. But Vistaya Talmuda doesn't mean that we're actually adding a few names here and there after Rav Ashi, a going here, a sabarai there, but rather, Vistaya Talmuda means that actually the Talmudic process, right, extended a good deal after the Vida Rav Ashi. Now, you should know, it's a very interesting thing, is that the Toy Tosfos here on Kuf Beis Amud Beis does say that there were bones of Barai at Ravina of Ashi, the Besoif Hayra, the Kosfu Achreichin Devav. They wrote his words. I mean, I understand, well, the Kosfu Achreichin Devav, I'm not sure, it was written afterwards. I know the Kosfu Devav means if Achai was writing the words or someone else, or somebody wrote the words. But what's interesting is that they say the Kosfu Devav. Now, in the commentary of Isaac Stein to the Smag, Isaac Stein is actually, I think, a Rishon or a very, very early Achad of Kiva Ega brings him in the Gosef of Kiva Shulchan Aruch. Isaac Stein actually brings from Gittin, in Gittin, of Isaac Stein, the Gemara in Gittin raises a question whether you can carry a Sefer Dagadata on Shabbos. And Daf Samach Amar Aleph. Right? And the Gemara says, right? Rabbi Yadami Taveyo, Hai Sefer, after I saw the Mikra Shabbos by Tam Tloni Tal, you can't write it. You can't write it. And Mabar of Ashi Ozma Latilt Ledami Asa. You can't carry it. Why? Because Lochaz Lamikra Bey. And then it says, begins, Rabbi Yechav Yishlokish, we're looking at Sefer Dagadat on Shabbos. Right? So, in other words, Ma Ravashi, says Rav Isaac Stein, that's after that son of Ravashi, still hold that what you can't, the Sefer is possible, because you can't write it down on Shabbos. And then the Gemara answers and says, so, right? So the Gemara says, answers and says, no, you can't write it, Sefer Dagadat, you can't. Answer. So his mother answers and says, no, Ezel says a famous affair, Sarah Zecha. And Rav Isaac Stein is bedaik from this Kabbalah, some of them often get it. What do you see? That even the generation, Amaba Rav Ashi, the Kabbalah wasn't written down. Says Rav Isaac Stein, Rav Isaac Stein, you see from this, that only in the time of the Gehoinim was Ezel says a famous affair, Sarah Zecha, invoked to write the Torah Shebi'al Peh down, same with the Gadatah. That's what Rav Isaac Stein says. Which is very, very interesting that, I mean, it's not an absolute 100% proof, but that which Tosfos says that, in fact, actually, in Zvachim, the Kosva Acha Kein Devarav, right, is mashpa that in Ravina Rav Ashi, according to the sheet of Rishonim, that nothing was written down to the town of Morayim, Ravina Rav Ashi Sefer Ra means, in fact, things weren't written down yet. Later, some Barayim wrote down, either they wrote down the words of Rav Achai, which means it took place afterwards, or Ravina, I don't know how to learn the Tosfos, but the writing took place after Ravina Rav Ashi, which would come out, since this is being said in the Shir of the Rashbam, that the fact is that Seif Hayra could have been still that there was what? A Messiah tradition of saying over these statements in Torah Shebi'al Peh. And afterwards, only then, the Masada of the Gemara, who include these statements and made a shock of Atalia, that these things are written down afterwards. And Baruch Hashem, I have a little riot from this, from a Shiltas of Rav Chaim Goin himself. In Shilta, Pei Beis, in Pasha Shmini, Rav Chaim Goin wrote the Shiltas, and there he says that the Gemara in Chisus says if a person drinks Ravis of Yayin, so what can he be Meira from? So one opinion says he can only be Meira from a Mishnah. Another opinion says he can be Meira from Talmud. So, if a person drank Ravis Yai, he's a shit, he's drunk, he's a cut rag. Why is it allowed to be Meira from a Mishnah or from Talmud? It's a Machlokes Tanan, we'll get this in a while. So says Rav Chaim Goin, what's the reason if a person drank Ravis Yai can still be Meira from a Mishnah? A Mishnah is not comparing two cases. A Mishnah just states things. Lo yasa limitabi, won't make a mistake. He just looks at the Mishnah, he says, oh, the Mishnah, that's it. Talmud nami, why can a person be meir halacha from a Talmud, even though he drink a revius yayin? Kevin the biggest goal is lebichlele, since he's saying it over. He's saying it over all the time. Then what? Then he's not going to make a mistake. In other words, original Hayrah comes only after Talmud. Now, what is this Talmud? So, could I see that this Talmud is really until Avinu Ravashi Seif Hayrah? Now, what's clear in the Sheiltas is that since Mikras Goles, people are saying this over with frequency, this is part of the Messiah tradition of Teresh Be'al Peh, he can say it over. Now, I mean, what are you talking about Talmud? Talmud is Shaka Vitalia. Talmud is David Milsa Lemilsa. So, you'd have to say the Shilders is learning that the Talmud was speaking about is what we spoke about, Levinu Vashi Sefer. There was a Talmud that was said over. Right? Well, almost like Mishnah, yes? What?
Maybe he wants to say, we're reading
the Gemara. Not for sure, he's not reading it, because other words say it's written down.
Reading Gemara like the Tehillim, that's what he means.
No, no, not reading Gemara like Tehillim. What are you talking about? No, it's not like what. What we're saying is that, in other words, the Gemara is comparing Talmud to Mishnah. In other words, there was a Gemara that was set over as an oral tradition, Migas Gavis. It wasn't a free flowing chocolate, you know, Dama Milsa La Milsa, like we spike Gemara is. And that the Gemara says, you know, that could, the person who's drank a piece of yayin can say that over. So, it's interesting. He says, Ayin Rashbam Bava Basra. The same Rashbam. Who says that? Rabbi Shakal Yisrael, the Netziv, the Rebbe Netziv says, Ayin Bava Basra, and there's a mistake in the Netziv. It says, Ayin Rashbam Bava Basra. Now, in my version of the Ha'emek She'ela of the Netziv, it says, Kuf Lamed Beis. And that's a mistake. It's Kuf Lamed Omed Beis. There's a mistake in the printing. Send it back to Masada Rav Kook. It's Kuf Lamed Omed Beis. And that's the Peshat of the Rashbam. The Gemara we're speaking about is probably called Halachas Pesukas of the Moriam. That's what he's saying. And that's Mikvas Golis. They were saying Halachas Pesukas like what? Like people said over Mishnayos. But the fact is that after that, the Gemara Shalom Batalia, and that already is Hayrah, that what? That if you drink a Rish Ayin, you can't be Mikvas Halachas Lamaisa. In any case, the conclusion is, I think we're running out of time, the conclusion from all of this, don't people, dear listeners, do not be afraid if I'm going through a pilpul now. You can say, how am I understand the third shiur? No, the third shiur will be much easier. What I've tried to prove from this pilpul is that we see clearly shittas of Rishonim who understand that there's a virtual Gemara. Well, it's supposed to be a real Gemara, I don't want to say that, but in other words, that the Gemara was put together after Tana Ravina Rav Ashi. Just like the Gemara was put together with respect to a Moraim, and the questions of Shabbatai of the Gemara is not necessarily the actual Shabbatai of those Moraim themselves, but somehow embedded within a structure of the Gemara. So in other words, this is all coming to explain the Egez of Shri Agai, who marks two points in Jewish history. Ravina Rav Ashi, Rav Yosef is time Talmud. And clearly there's a Talmud, a Shach Vatalia, according to Shir Goyen, that takes place after Ravina Rav Ashi, and this for sure is the Shita of the Rashbam, and could very well be the Shita of the Ramban too. Okay? In any case, now, what we're going to do in Mitzvah, I think in the next class, is after we've understood this, the question is there a Shach Vatalia, in other words, even according to Taisfes, there's a Shach Vatalia with Ravina Rav Ashi, that's called Stam the Talmud, right? The question is, what I'd like to do is explore more the sheet of the Deres HaRishonim, who claims that actually this a good part of the start of the Talmud is from Abaye Velofa. And he does this based upon a reading of different sugyas. And the question is how muchach, how forceful are his proofs? Because according to the Deres HaRishonim, a good part of the Gemara was actually put together during the time of Abaye Velofa, and Rav Ashi sort of like just added on different layers. And this is an important, I think basically he's the first person to say so. It comes from a certain reading of the Sugyas, and actually based upon these Rishonim that we've seen, we'll be in a position to see whether in fact these readings constitute absolute proof. Okay, until then, from an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim, until the next year, be well. Okay.